Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bitcoin is a pumping. We back above 64,000 G's, baby. Make some noise for that. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as Grayscale's GBTC stops bleeding, the first net inflows since launch. Also, the SEC will classify Ethereum as a security and deny the spot Ethereum ETFs, according to the GigaChad, Mike Saylor. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin flashing a potentially bullish indicator amid this crypto market downtick, according to analytics firm Sentiment. We'll also be discussing the inevitable that Bitcoin surges past 100 G's this year, according to quant analysts, Plan B. I'll be explaining why, as well as Bitcoin on track to explode by over 1,500%, smashing $1 million per coin, according to the on-chain analyst, Willie Wu. I'll be breaking down his timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1629. I'm your host, JV. It's May 4th, 2024. Happy stacking Saturday. Bitcoin up over 2,000 on the day as we're hovering above 64,100. Let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. You can see here on Coin360, everything in the green like we like to see, including Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, Cardano, XRP, and AVAX. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, we're sitting at a $2.34 trillion market cap with $62 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 53.3% and the Ether dominance still in the decline at 16% even. Curious, how high, chat, do you think this Bitcoin dom will climb for this cycle? And how low do you think the Ether dominance will climb? Holla and let me know. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got the Nervous Network up 17%. We got Dog Whiff Hat up 16%. I can't believe 3.5 billion market cap. Good Lord. And Dogecoin with a 15% gain on the day. Actually, one of the top gainers with a market cap of over $23 billion. Below that, we have meme coins, Floki and Pepe. Now, which alts, fam, are you guys most bullish on for this particular run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get that visual perspective. On the day, we got massive gainers all across the board. Virtually everything pumping and in the green. We got stacks of 8.5%, stacking them up. We got Whiff 16. We got Bonk in the green, Tau, Pepe, Floki, Doge, and all the memes. And zooming out on the monthly to get more of a broader perspective. Still Rex City overall, safe to say 90% or so of the alt market in the red. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're back in greed, 67 after hitting a neutral 48 yesterday. Notice the lower this number goes, the more likely of a pump, and we hit neutral and pumped it up. Last week, 67, and last month, a 70 in greed. So there you have it. Let's dive into our next story. Keep the comments flowing. Greatly appreciate it. Let's do a little astrology for men, shall we? You're looking at the 1 hour chart. Bitcoin pushed to 64.5 on May 4th as out-of-the-hours trading produced fresh Bitcoin price gains, keeping it fresh. Bitcoin confirmed new local highs on TradingView of 64.5, also on Bitstamp, the new peak for this month of May, though this month is obviously just getting started. Strength, which appeared on U.S. employment data, gathered speed into the daily close, fueled by encouraging the crypto market recovery signals, including the first inflows for the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust in nearly 3 months. Bitcoin was up 5% month to date at the time, and now as per data from monitoring resource CoinGlass, already contrasting with April's 15% losses. Quoting Dan Crypto Trades, had a great push into the market close yesterday. While I am liking how the charts are shaping up on the higher timeframes, I'll be patient and not start adding on green candles during the weekend. We'll see how this plays out. Now, this accompanying chart showed a clear divergence from the latest CME group. Bitcoin futures closing price, creating a gap with Bitcoin, tends to fill later on. So you can see that gap, it looks like at 62.9 level, currently above 64. So despite the impressive weekend performance, some were concerned about the overall strength of the market in the absence of the Trade 5 participation. We have Keith Allen, Material Indicators, who shared the following, looking for bid liquidity to replenish to keep this rally going. Otherwise, it isn't going to take much to dump through the thin liquidity. Now let's do a little analysis.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
With the Bitcoin price still below the main resistance, Credible Crypto points out the main resistance at around 69,000. Green Path is ideal. We hold the local highs. We broke above and continue up to the major resistance. This will allow me to fill shorts on a number of the alts across the board. The Red Path is not ideal. We fail to hold this reclaim. See an early breakdown in ideal short zones for most alts I am eyeing up are not met. So there you go, yo. Let me know where you feel the price action is likely to lead us here in May. Holla. Next story of the day, though. GBTC, let's dive a little deeper into this. They stopped their bleeding with their first net inflows since launch January 11th. That's right, yo. Grayscale Investments has achieved its first day of net positive inflows for the GBTC ETF. This comes nearly 4 months of continuous outflows since the conversion of the spot back in January. On May 3rd, GBTC recorded 63 milli of net inflows after recording approximately 17.5 billi of outflows since the 11th. Spot ETFs for Bitcoin went live on Jan 11th. Happy 11/11. According to Farside preliminary data and amongst the other funds reported thus far, Franklin Templeton's Bitcoin ETF saw its highest ever inflows of 60.9 milli. Meanwhile, Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund led the day's inflows with 102.6 milli, followed by the Bitwise Bitcoin Fund with 33.5 milli, and the Invesco Galaxy Bitcoin ETF with 33.2 milli. As per Farside data outlined right here on your screen, the crypto community has been speculating how the turn in events might impact the Bitcoin price action. For example, we got DivX Man, who told his followers GBTC was the primary source of the sell pressure across all the Bitcoin ETFs, but the tides could be turning. And he also shared that effectively means a significant decrease in sell pressure, an additional increase in demand, while ETFs collectively are buying more biddies than miners can create. And we also have Trader Jelly predicting the following, $60 million worth of inflows for the Grayscale ETF. The halving chop will come to an end, and six-figure biddy will follow shortly after. All I gotta say is, six-figure biddy, send it. Meanwhile, trader Jordan Lindsay responded to the news by pointing to the Bitcoin price, saying it is obviously responding both to the outflows and inflows. Bitcoin's price increased 5% over the past 24 hours and continues to pump it up. Several factors contributed to the Grayscale ongoing outflows since the 11 spot ETF's launch. One reason is GBTC's high fees of 1.5%, while others are as low as 0.15%, meaning they're 10x the fees. Now, the cheapest is currently Franklin Templeton with 0.19% fee. Another main driver is the bankrupt crypto firms FTX and Genesis selling off their large amounts of GBTC shares in an effort to repay the creditors. That's right. It was also reported Genesis liquidated approximately 36 million in GBTC shares for 2.1 billion to purchase 32,000 plus Bitcoin. So there you go. The tables turn. Let's go. May the biddies be with you and also with you, my friend. Is ETH a security? Well, according to the Giga Chad, the one and only Mike Saylor, it is. Check it. MSTR executive chair, Mr. Saylor, speculated the US SEC will deny listing and trading of the spot Ethereum ETFs. That's right. Speaking at the MicroStrategy Bitcoin for Corporations conference on May 1st, Saylor said the SEC would label Ether as a crypto asset security. It smells like securities under its regulatory purview and not a commodity under the U.S. CFTC. So according to the MicroStrategy exec, the SEC would follow by treating tokens, including BNB, the native token of Binance, Solana, one of the SAM tokens, XRP, the bridge currency for the CBDC, and Cardano. Cardano's ADA as crypto asset securities unregistered. Quoting them here, none of these tokens will ever be wrapped by a spot ETF. None of them will be accepted by Wall Street. None of them will be accepted by your mother. Okay, I threw that part in. But they'll never be accepted by the mainstream institutional investors as crypto assets, according to Saylor, who says that there is no second best. And speaking of no second best,
which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. What's the second best?
There is no second best. I'm not saying I'm number one. I'm sorry I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. Saylor's remarks came as many experts expressed concerns about whether the SEC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Will approve the listing and trading of spot Ether ETFs on the U.S. exchanges. The first significant deadlines for the ETF apps from VanEck and ARK will be May 23rd and the 24th, 3 weeks out, family. Now, unredacted portions of the lawsuit filed by Consensus allege that the SEC launched an investigation into Ether as a security as early as March of last year. We also have the SEC chair, Noher Gair, avoiding answering direct questions on whether Ether was a security in an April 2023 hearing, despite previous statements suggesting otherwise. Now, we all know Saylor is an outspoken proponent of Bitcoin and a leading force behind MicroStrategy acquiring Bitcoin as a reserve asset. As of April 30th, the firm held 214,400 biddies worth more than $13 billion at the time. For Christ's sake. He ain't slowing down anytime soon, just saying. Shout out to the Giga Chad. Let me know if you agree or disagree that all of these alts are going to be deemed unregistered securities. And speaking of unregistered securities, here's a few words from the SEC chair, Mr. Noher Gair.
Too many frauds and scams.
These clowns trying to take us down. What a guy. Wow, what a guy. Wow, what a guy.
And as you continue to pump it up, let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss this bull indicator. As per crypto firm Samson, yes, Bitcoin is flashing a potentially bullish indicator amid an overall crypto market downtick, according to digital asset firm Samson. The firm notes in a new post that the percentage of the Bitcoin network's available supply and profit is 84.4%. So congratulations, all of my Bitcoiners, quoting them here. This Bitcoin ratio is at its lowest level in 2 months. I'll smoke two blunts to that. Lower levels generally justify the more bullish conditions. And as you can see here, charts don't lie. You can see the top ranked crypto asset by market cap up more than 2.5%, now over 5% actually on the daily. And yeah, it's been an interesting start of the month. A fellow analytics firm at CryptoQuant looked into potential factors driving the downtick in the Bitcoin market. Here's what they shared. Market sentiment towards Bitcoin is waning, evident from negative Coinbase premiums and lesser leverage in futures. This decrease in enthusiasm suggests a cautious approach from traders. A slowdown in Bitcoin demand from the large investors, aka the whales, is evident. The growth peaked at 12% monthly in late March, now down 6%. Such deceleration affects potential price rallies, which rely on robust whale demand. And we know the whales are the smart money, right? CryptoQuant also noted that the miners have been selling off Bitcoin, adding to the market supply and undermining the potential price supports. And according to the analytics firm, increased short positions also indicate that traders have been betting on Bitcoin dropping lower. That's right. You can see here with the open interest. So there you have it. That's just a little bit of data coming from Santiment, which I am a fan of. We've had Santiment on the show a few times. Or actually, I was on their show more recently. Good stuff. Good content. Oh, Nocturus, you're back, bro. Where you been, for Christ's sake? We missed you. Thank you. If your coin isn't in self-custody, you're holding farts. Precisely. I couldn't have said it better myself. Congrats, Nuck. He just became a Satoshi member for 5 months. Got to put some respect on his name because the Satoshi membership is $97 per month, right? We have HODL Gang, $2.97 a month. We have MicroStrategy, $4.97 a month. We have Grayscale. I think it's like $47 a month. Then we have Satoshi, $97 a month. And he just paid for 5 months, that's $500. So respect, put some respect on Nuck's name. But anyways, we're still up over 1,000 on the day. We're still celebrating. Pump the likes, pump the stream. And let's dive into this 100,000 target. Then we'll dive into our feature story of the day, discussing a, it's supposed to be actually a $1 million prediction. Apparently I didn't update the sidebar properly, but all good. Let's start here with the first 100K here. Inevitable. Bitcoin surges past 100,000 this year, according to quant analysts. Plan B. That's right. He's saying six figures before the end of 2024. In a new strategy session, the on-chain analyst shared on YouTube that Bitcoin's price is likely to double the current value, which would be 120 Gs, baby, to restore the Bitcoin miners' revenue losses due to the April halving, quoting him here from the YouTube video. What's next for 2024? It is inevitable that we reach 100 Gs, in my opinion, because miner revenue has to recover. Mining revenue, because of the halving, did halve. All the miners, the entire industry, has seen its revenue drop by 50%, and it has to recover. Usually, the last three halvings, it did recover within 4 to 8 months. So that's well within this year, 2024. And the only way for mining revenue to recover is the price doubles. So estimating from the current price of $60,000, we should be well above $100,000 per biddy this year. Let that sink in. Plan B also says his stock-to-flow model, which compares the amount of a commodity in circulation divided by the amount produced every year, suggests the Bitcoin price will hit a price target of $500,000 per biddy within the next 4 years. Send it. Quoting him again, updated the stock-to-flow model. Parameters did not change much. The 2024 to 2028 target is still around $500,000 per Bitcoin on average. Also note the error always goes down after the halving. So there is a halving, a model value goes up, and of course, it takes some time. The Bitcoin price has a lag to catch up with the model value. Every halving, it's the same. It'll also be true this halving, in my opinion. So we'll see the error already going down. It will go down again because the price will not be $500,000. Of course, in May, it'll slowly, over the months, go into that price model. 2025, I think the top will be then, because historically the top of the bull market has been after the halving, about 1.5 years after the halving. So that brings us in 2025. And the big question, of course, will the price follow diminishing returns? And a price around 200,000 for the top will be in line with diminishing returns, or will the price indeed follow the stock to flow model again? And there will be exponential returns. Again, you know my answer. I think stock to flow is still valid. I think we will have exponential returns at least until 50% adoption. And we are now at somewhere between 1 and 10%. So far away from that 50% adoption, I think exponential returns are what we are going to see. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this analysis from Plan B that we can see 100 Gs in 2024 and as high as $500,000 per coin per this cycle. Let me know, fam, in the live chat. And with that being shared, fam, now for our featured story of the day. Let's discuss the Bitcoin price soaring and exploding by over 1,500%, according to the on-chain analyst, Willy Wu. Here's his timeline I'm going to be breaking down for you. Let's freaking go. And welcome everyone just joining the stream. The on-chain analyst, Willy Wu, believes Bitcoin is on track to increase by over 1,500% based on one main driver. That's right. He tells his 1.1 million followers on X that increasing adoption of Bitcoin can drive the top performing digital asset to 1 million per coin within 11 years. Now, I'm seeing a lot of good omens with these numbers. 1.1 is ultimately an 11, and he says 11 years, and then we got another one over here just saying happy 11-11. I'm even rocking the 11 jersey today, for Christ's sake. Anyways, according to Wu, there's a historic correlation between Bitcoin's value and the number of Bitcoin users, which he expects to continue to increase based on his growth curve model, quoting Willy here, on track for $1 million per Bitcoin as fair value by 2035. That is if we take the user growth curve as a guide for valid valuation. Remember, I said fair value and not peak value in bull market hype. He continues, in the early days, prices was slow to catch up to the user count. Bitcoin didn't even have a price until the 1,000th user came in. Thanks to the blockchain, we have high resolution view of users using forensic clustering of addresses and entities. Price discovery started with early markets like New Liberty Standard and Mt. Gox. By August 2011, Bitstamp launched and we had multiple global exchanges to properly price the asset, which is the shaded region you can see in this chart. And after 2012, the price pretty much oscillated around the increasing user count. And you can see here the NLS electricity pricing, the demand pricing, and the Mt. Gox global price discovery on this adoption curve for the biddies, showing Bitcoin's total user count. Now, Wu believes that Bitcoin is still early on in adoption, comparing the asset to the internet's adoption rate, quoting them again alongside this chart that shows you the Bitcoin adoption S-curve. Look at that. Bitcoin is at 4.7% world adoption. This is the same as January 1999 for internet adoption. You are still early, and that's backed by the best data available. So yeah, comparing, look at that chart. Bitcoin, you can see in the yellow in the bottom, 4.7% compared to that of the internet. We are just getting started, yo. We about to see some craziness in the price action. In my humble opinion, let me know if you agree with Willie. 1,500% explosion from here. And if you're on the math, we're talking about a $1 million Bitcoin price action. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analyst. I personally feel 1 million is inevitable. We can see 1 million this cycle. It's a possibility. Bitcoin has no top. Fiat has no bottom. But I think the most likely scenario would be next cycle. Next cycle would be 2028 to 2032. They said halving will probably take place sometime in March, right? According to the time chain calendar right now, but that can change as it's depending upon the block. We know every 10 minutes we get a new block. But regardless, 1 million is inevitable. I feel this cycle easy multiple six figures. I say the low 222,000. My bull scenario this cycle 750,000. I think most likely scenario somewhere in between. So let's just hypothetically lean towards the low. And let's just hypothetically say the cycle peak occurs in 2025, sometime next year, because that's what history has shown us. And let's hypothetically say that $250,000 Bitcoin price peak 4x's the following cycle. That's an easy $1 million. You break down the math. The math don't lie. Now, hypothetically, what if we hit 500,000 the cycle? It would only require a 2x between the next four-year epoch, right, to hit that $1 million target. So I'm sticking with $1 million by the year 2029. And I want to know your thoughts. There's so many bullish catalysts. It's not even funny, right? Number one, we have the demand shock, which we've already witnessed this year with the inflows of the ETFs since January 11th. The institutions now hold collectively, 900,000 Bitcoin. Crazy, considering there could only ever be 21 million Bitcoin in existence. So BlackRock is about to flip MicroStrategy as being the largest, or not MicroStrategy, my bad, GBTC. So, BlackRock's about to flip GBTC, withholding over 300,000 Bitcoin. MicroStrategy only has like 220,000-ish. So you already know, just between the major institutions, it's crazy because the game theory is in full effect. They're all trying to outcompete one another and front run one another. But what's going to happen when we get the supply shock? They say roughly 1.8 million biddies even available anymore on the exchanges. This will eventually run dry. Analysts predict this can run dry this year, potentially within the next 6 months, if not 6 months, definitely within the next 12 months when there's no Bitcoin available. What's going to happen? You got to bribe the long-term hodlers to sell their precious biddies. And the only way to bribe them is by increasing the dollar value, right? So you already know, when we get the supply shock game on, prices go up. Also, you have to consider, we have ETFs just launched out of Hong Kong, more inflows. We have ETF, which is going to go live out of Australia. We have ETFs, which are going to go live in El Salvador and other parts of the world. We also have Mr. 100 continuing to accumulate. They now have like 70, 80,000 biddies. I can't even keep up. They're purchasing mass amounts virtually every day. They just made like another 3,000 plus Bitcoin purchase we covered on yesterday's show. Who is this mysterious entity? Some say it's an exchange such as Upbit. Some would argue it's Abu Dhabi or a rich nation out of the Middle East, potentially Qatar or sovereign wealth fund. What happens when we get more nation state adoption following in the footsteps of El Salvador and Nayib Bukele? What happens when we get more the fair accounting thing changes December of this year as well, is a pretty big deal. As Saylor mentioned, the fair accounting practices, that's another bullish thing. More institutions likely to invest into the Bitcoin. Let's not underestimate the retail. I understand retail is a little slow in the head. They like to buy at the top and sell at the bottom. It's just the nature of the human being. It is what it is. The previous cycle was driven primarily from retail. We hit 69,000. I believe that was November 10th, 2021. And I personally am in the camp that believes we would have surpassed 100,000 Bitcoin previous cycle if we didn't have bad actors such as Bankman-Fried offloading your Bitcoin with his criminal activity, and hence why he is serving 25 years in prison right now, right? So crazy, but there's a lot of bullishness in the market, a lot of macroeconomic factors. And what's the current strength of the dollar in the U.S. banking system? It couldn't have been weaker, or can't be weaker right now. We had regional bank crisis last year, which sparked the price action of Bitcoin. That was quarter one. The banks are still in the same predicament. They're dry. They don't have the money, right? Don't matter how much you're insured with the FDIC. If there's a bank run, everyone demands their money. There is no money to pay you guys. That's why take all of your fiat crap out of the bank and put it into Bitcoin. Not financial advice, but one thing I know for certain, and I'll repeat this, the purchasing power of the dollar is mathematically guaranteed to decrease, just as it has. As Jennifer pointed out, true inflation is closer to 17%, not this 2-3% garbage, which they, preach on the television. They're criminals. Let's not forget that. Don't underestimate the criminals. And the purchasing power of Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to continue to increase. So stop saving in dollars and start saving in the hardest money to ever exist. That's unfwittable, unconfiscatable, uncorruptible, and immutable. And that's Bitcoin. It's perfect money. It's pristine collateral. Every bank in the world, every institution will eventually want it, and they want to be holding it on their balance sheet. In fact, Wall Street's already fighting to be able to self-custody their own Bitcoin, so they don't have to use custodians such as Coinbase. Coinbase now has over a million biddies in which they are custodying for institutions such as BlackRock and what's the other one? Grayscale, GBTC. I think Fidelity is the only major institution actually practicing self-custody. So shout out to Fidelity, the $4.5 trillion asset manager. In fact, that asset manager, I think, is the most bullish on Bitcoin because their head of macro, Jurian Timmer, is the one that predicted a $1 billion Bitcoin price by the year 2038. And that's because they believe the dollar will hyperinflate virtually to nothing. All fiat currencies eventually go to zero against the biddy. Bitcoin is the apex predator. Why would you trade the apex predator for the inferior currency, which will eventually go to zero? That's what you need to think about. So let me know your thoughts. I'm curious, when will Bitcoin hit seven figures? When will Bitcoin hit six figures? When will we have our 100K fiesta right here in Puerto Rico? Holla at your boy. I'm going to read some comments out loud. Welcome everyone joining the stream. Pump the likes, pump the stream. Today we gave away over 15 memberships. Nuck came in. He signed up as a Satoshi member for 5 months for $500. You guys are blowing my mind. So I'm going to stick around here and the floor is yours. Anything you want to know, holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.